Hey, everybody. It's the Charlie Kirk Show. Rich Barris joins the program for the latest polling news. Men are punching out women at the Olympics. Kamala Harris supports this. Kamala Harris supports the men competing against women in women's boxing. Finally, we have Kurt Schlichter as well for his comments. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast and open up your podcast application. Become a member today, members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. So check it out right now. Get involved with the most important organization in the country, Turning Point USA, tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. As Michael Anton would say, it's not happening, and it's good that it is. Megan Rapinoe to Katie Ledecky, who just won gold in the 1500-meter women's relay, refused to either say that men are competing in women's sports or that men should not compete in women's sports. But we see what's happening. It's happening repeatedly, thousands of times in America. And now at the Olympic Games. The Olympics are happening in Paris. I'm enjoying watching it. Of course, not the opening ceremony, which was outrageous and incredibly insulting. But I do love cheering on Team USA and seeing them win gold. There was a boxing match, a female boxing match between Angela Carini, a female, and Iman Khalef, a male. He is a male, a biological man. Doesn't matter what trappings you put on it, what drugs that you give him. Every single one of his cells is coded XY from Algeria. Angela Carini is from Italy. Now, if you read the news articles about this, for example, if you go and type into this, New York Times, they all say this. They say, Italian boxer quits bout, sparking furor over gender at Olympics. The Guardian, Angela Carini abandons Olympic fight after 46 seconds against Iman Khalef. Not a single mention that a man was boxing against a woman. Now, we've been warning about this. We've been, of course, ignored. Because the trans jihadists, the purple-haired jihadis, and the zealots that are pushing for this trans agenda, they think this is progress. Somebody is going to get killed, number one. This man was not permitted to box in other international competitions, but that's besides the point. No man should ever be able to compete against a woman, period, regardless of what drugs or what testosterone levels you have. But the Olympics have a green light. So the International Olympic Committee allowed Iman Khalef, a deeply disturbed mental patient who enjoys beating up women, to go and slug Angela Carini. Punched her right in the face, and she just said, I'm done after 46 seconds, and starts crying. Maybe broke her nose. How is this not criminal assault? No, instead, this is progress. America's influence on the world is significant. We brought to the world Levi's jeans, McDonald's, iPhones, and we also brought men competing in women's sports. This is America's influence on the Western world. We workshopped this. We perfected it. We highlighted it. We celebrated it. Angela Carini said this, quote, after the second one, blow to the nose, I couldn't breathe anymore. I went to my coach and said enough because it takes maturity and courage to stop. I didn't feel like fighting anymore. Now, Angela Carini is probably very afraid. She refuses to speak out against the fact that she had to fight against a biological man from Algeria, a cheater and a no good thug who enjoys beating up women. And look at his coaches next to him. slugging women at the Olympic competition. Has Kamala Harris spoken out about this? Of course not. Has Kamala Harris mentioned the fact that it is open season right now for women of the Western world? No, because she supports this. She is held hostage by the trans lobby. There you see displayed on screen, that is a man. He is a dude with XY chromosomes. Just pause on that picture of the Angela Carini with her on her knees crying. That is what will happen in every local high school and college across the country if we do not stop this. And amazingly, August 1st today is the official day, start date of Biden changing Title IX, where now in almost every state across the country, men can compete in female sports and you can't do anything about it. And the federal government just did that by mandate. People will not wake up. I'm very cynical on this. I'm seeing no improvement on this topic whatsoever amongst independents or liberals. I don't know what other evidence you need, but apparently suburban women keep on voting for a political party where their daughters and they themselves can be hunted and punched by men. I guess somebody has to die for them to real. I don't even know if somebody dying would wake them up to this. We have that young poor girl who has permanent brain damage because a man in volleyball spiked a ball into her head and laughed at her about it. Kamala Harris is okay with all of this. She's thrilled about this. Kamala Harris has been an aggressive pusher of the destruction of female sports and female spaces. Donald Trump will say that men will never compete in female sports again. And this is what the West has come to. No distinctions between men and women, and it is hunting season for Western women, especially if Kamala Harris wins. We have Rich Barris here. Before I get to Rich Barris, though, I just want to recommend President Trump should come out and say the following, that America will not host the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles if there are men that compete in female sports. Find another country to do the Olympics. We will not have a competition on American soil where men are able to potentially murder women. Will not happen. We'll do everything we can to prevent it. Okay, joining us now is Rich Barris. Rich, welcome to the program. We've been telling the audience to stay steady and to stay calm. You have a brand new poll to share. Also, check out peoplespundit.locals.com. Rich, what's going on?
Yeah, thanks for having me as always, Charlie. Let me just say real quick on that. Americans by a supermajority absolutely are repulsed when they see what happened at the Olympics, and they are repulsed by the idea. It's like women beating disguised as civil rights, and someone's going to get hurt really soon. This is a no-brainer, and instead of like, you know, going on some of the tangents that they've been going on, it would probably, you know, this is low-hanging fruit for the Trump campaign, and I can't believe it's already not been addressed. It's just stunning to me. But in any event, there's a couple of things I want to point out about this poll, Charlie. One is, let's not forget that Donald Trump had a lead over Joe Biden that Republicans are not supposed to have nationally. So I'm sitting in disbelief every month as I'm conducting these polls, because the sum of the numbers were just getting so ridiculous that it was becoming like unbelievable to me. And you and I have talked about this before. So there are certain trends that are very clear as performance with non-whites is increasing. That is still true, even though the polling has clearly tightened against Harris. And there's a reason I think we need to all understand. In polling, when we have these events like this, there are absolutely opportunities, likelihoods for response bias. So when Democrats had to watch Biden have that debate debacle, they all crawled under a rock, and Republicans were more willing to talk to us than Democrats were. And then they had, of course, the assassination attempt. They only came out from underneath that rock after Joe Biden was replaced by Kamala Harris. So this is a very real thing in my industry. I'm stunned. No, like, we're having a once in a lifetime story every week hit the American public, and nobody's talking about the impact of response bias. It's just not, it's so clear to me in the polling, and I know it's clear to all these other pollsters.
All right, I need to tell you guys about Strong Cell. It's amazing. With nearly a million units bought by you, it is more clear than ever that Strong Cell works.
It works to combat fatigue, brain fog, joint pain, skin issues, and constant sickness. I've been taking it personally for over a year now, and it's changed my life. I take it in the morning with breakfast, and it helps me with natural energy, so I don't have that afternoon crash. And it gives me the clarity of mind to do all that I do every day, which is a lot. If you're tired of feeling tired, struggling with memory, or constantly getting sick, then you have to give Strong Cell a try. I love this product because it has NAD. By the way, fact check me on this. Go do your own research on NADH, especially if it's mixed with CoQ10 and marine collagen. Strong Cell uses a proprietary delivery of NADH to make sure it goes straight to your cells to help your mitochondria. And since there are cells in every area of your body, then healthier cells equals a healthier you. The amount of people that use Strong Cell now, thanks to us, is remarkable. Over 1 million units sold. Don't take my word for it. Do your own research. Check it out. Fact check me. Oh, Charlie's just selling me a product. Okay, maybe you don't want more mental acuity. People say, Charlie, how do you do what you do? Maybe it's the NAD that I take. It's changed the lives of many Kirk listeners. Visit strongcell.com/Charlie and use my discount code Charlie to get 20% off your order. This is an emerging body of work and science that is showing that NAD and NADH really might be what your body needs in this contaminated, polluted, and poisoned world. Again, that's strongcell.com/Charlie. And don't forget to use special discount code Charlie at checkout to get a special 20% off just for Kirk listeners. Strongcell.com/Charlie. Check it out right now. This has been a very, very trying couple years, number one, let alone summer for voters. They're confused. Yes. They're like, wait, I thought we did this presidential thing in June and Trump got shot. Now Kamala Harris. And the American electorate needs some time to digest this big meal and to kind of let it settle. And I mean, for example, in a span of one day, we have one poll that shows that Donald Trump is down 11 in Michigan. And then another poll that shows Donald Trump is tied in Michigan. We have one poll that shows Donald Trump up 4 in Pennsylvania, and the next poll that shows Donald Trump down 4 in Pennsylvania. Rich, what did you find surveying? I've never seen such discrepancies and such confusing data. What's going on?
And that should be a major red flag to everybody, that we all need to take a breath and follow the trends and follow the aggregate and wait for this to iron out. And even in my statement, which I give every time we release a poll, I didn't choose to talk about demographics all that much. I chose to tell people that this is what you need to know. This is trying is the perfect word. This is a crazy time. And pollsters are not going to be gospel here, folks. I mean, it's just the way, it's the reality. There are limitations on it. That being said, there are things that we have been doing for years to iron out things like response biases and design effects. And, you know, I think honestly, you know, the numbers we got in this poll are more believable to me anyway, Charlie. So, for instance, one of the groups that I do think, there are two groups that I do think Harris is benefiting from and with Biden out of the race. And that is with a subgroup of voters that are 18 to 29 or below 30. Among those who are 25 to 29, they're in their postgraduate life. They have moved back to Harris. Is she doing great with them? No, but she hasn't been in a complete, she's not in a complete collapse like Biden was. Trump is still actually doing very strong with the other younger voting group for a Republican. The other one is Black women. So Black women were either just going to check out, and or some of them were actually crossing over to vote for Trump. As long as they were below the age of 45, we were seeing that consistently. Black women in certain areas and of certain ages have gone back to Kamala Harris. So those are two groups we can identify that we can say with fairly, you know, a fairly high degree of confidence that those are groups that Harris is benefiting from. That being said, Black men didn't budge at all this month. So they're still supporting Trump at the same rate they told us they were supporting Trump over Biden. They didn't move at all. And that's due to Black men under 45. And Black men above 45 were going to vote for Biden anyway. That was going to happen. And there's a cost to this. So even though the poll is tightened, and just to give people the top line, we have Trump up by about 1.2 with decimals, if you round, it's 2, before leaners, meaning before we make the undecided vote decide.
Polls? Are these national polls? Okay.
This is a national poll. Yep. Okay. And then when we make people lean, meaning those decided voters, we make them make a decision, then Trump has got a 1.2% lead in a straight up head to head. Kennedy, because we asked every ballot scenario, Trump versus Harris, Trump versus Harris with a generic someone else, Trump versus Harris with Kennedy and a generic someone else, and then the full six-way ballot. We did a lot here, and people should check it out. Kennedy, Hurts, Trump. We're going to get back to this now. Now that we're starting to clear the field a little bit, we're getting closer to the election, especially now that Harris is the presumptive nominee and Biden's out. There's no working class Scranton Joe appeal anymore. He's not drawing from the Democratic nominee. He's drawing from Trump. And Trump still leads, but that lead is goes down to 0.6 when everybody's decided with the full ballot. And that is part of it is some black men go to Cornell West. But largely, it's some of those Trump that otherwise would be Trump vote is the last of what Kennedy is pulling because Kennedy is in a complete and total collapse. I mean, he's only getting 6% of the vote now. It's almost negligible.
Is it fair to say that RFK is pulling more from Trump now than from Kamala Harris?
Yes. Yeah, without a doubt, because the coalitions here are different now. Kamala Harris is doing better with those groups that I just talked about, but she turns off some of those voters in like Lackawanna, Pennsylvania, Scranton, Pennsylvania, where Joe Biden still had that Uncle Joe, Scranton Joe appeal. She doesn't have that appeal at all. She's shoring up what are Democratic voting groups. So what does that mean? Biden also did better with seniors because he had that appeal. And we talked the last time we had this interview, you and I speculated that she would do better with certain younger voters, but that would come at a cost to older voters. That's exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. So Trump and Biden were basically tied with seniors. In some polls, Biden was leading with seniors, not in ours. We were typically tied, but now Trump has leaped out. He's got a lead with seniors. And that's because Harris is a different appeal. And that older appeal that she doesn't have it like Biden did. Now, that's dangerous for Democrats because it's good that Republicans are seeing an influx of more youth voting and more, you know, more appeal to a broader base. But older voters vote at much higher rates. That's why Democrats are outperforming in special elections, off-cycle elections, because they turn out more. And because Biden had that, you know, he had that olive branch to them that a Democratic Party being led by Kamala Harris isn't going to have. So there's a trade-off here. So while the poll does look like it's tightened, I'm trying to be consistent here, Charlie. I came on your show when we had a Trump plus six, and I said myself, I don't believe it. It seems like Democrats are like reacting to a bad performance by Biden, to a bad environment, and they're hiding. Trump is ahead. Yes, he is ahead, but he can't be ahead by that much. So, you know, I'm waiting for this to tighten. I think we're just seeing that. You know, I'm trying to give people, you know, a consistent assessment.
Do you expect that Kamala will get a bump from a VP selection and the DNC? And if so, what will that race look like come Labor Day?
Yeah, I don't know if we're talking about the VP selection. I'm definitely in the school of thought where the VP does not help all of that much. The top of the ticket has got to carry the race by themselves. I mean, you know, the Lyndon Baines Johnson thing is like way overblown. The academics just are not there. But I do think that she probably will get a convention bounce because it is. Look at the fawning coverage. You know, I mean, I guess that depends on whether or not their strategy is successful between now and then. And the strategy is hide her and run out the clock. Nobody thinks she can run a campaign competently. Everyone in Washington, D.C. knows she ran one of the worst ones anyone ever saw in 2020. And as vice president, she's been running that office into the ground. I'm sure you know this as well. Most people at home don't hear this every day. But if you do what we do on a daily basis, you know that nobody wants to work for the office of the vice president. She's just awful to work for. They need to hide all that and run out the clock. If that strategy works, she'll get a bounce. But if it doesn't, because, you know, there's only so much you can do. They started roping off reporters like Hillary Clinton did in 2016. There's only so much you can do to keep a candidate, you know, hidden. And we'll see how effective part of that will matter. Part of that will be impacted by the Trump campaign themselves and how they deal with her, what their attack lines are, how they try to draw her out. You know, I don't know. We know that for sure. But right now, I'd say I think we will see a bump. And then the race might be like a Harris plus two for a little bit. I think you're going to see the media polls stretch her lead during the convention out to like 6 and 8 because we're now back to just dishonesty. Some polls, I'm trying to be I'm trying to be patient with, because I know that there are very real challenges in a time like this, very tumultuous time. There are very real challenges in public opinion polling. But what I saw from Bloomberg, for instance, the other day, that wasn't the first time. That wasn't the second time. It was the third time that they conducted narrative polling. So, you know, people need unfortunately, get on their guard. You remember the State of the Union surge, the post-State of the Union surge for Biden? Do you remember that narrative? I came on your show after it. Unbelievable. We got to call it out when you see it.
Rich, I want to go to the issue set. What did the issue set tell you when you were out in the field?
So there, some of them are closer. First of all, there was a little bit of a swap up in the top four issues, the top three, excuse me. But I pay a lot of attention to the top four. But immigration fell a little bit and inflation rose. Now, they didn't switch up their spots, but inflation and cost of living remains the top issue. What we did see, and again, this kind of indicates that you're talking to a different group of people, but what we did see is that abortion supplanted threats to democracy and corruption as one of the the third most important issue. But it still remains an immigration, inflation, and now really it's inflation, immigration, electorate. And Trump leads Harris on trust to handle those issues by a little less than he led Biden, but he still leads her nonetheless. She has a bigger lead on abortion rights and restrictions than Biden had. They were getting very close. But if you look down that chart, Charlie, there's still some fundamentals here that really should be very concerning to Democrats. He still leads her on labor issues. Now, it's basically tied, but he's got a 2-point lead on labor issues. That doesn't happen, folks. Republicans don't lead Democratic candidates on labor and union issues. And then she leads on preserving Social Security and Medicare Medicare. And Biden and Trump were getting kind of close there, although Biden still had a slight advantage. But every other issue really, you know, that is a main issue is Trump's issue. And again, this goes hand in hand with the retrospective approval rating, which is a huge headline of this poll. It hasn't been since January of 2017, when he was inaugurated as president, that our poll has found him positive and a majority approval and favorability rating, meaning both his approval ratings and his favorability ratings are majority positive both majority and positive. That hasn't happened since the man first took the White House. Now, Harris also improved, but that is not something that has been a trend. Trump has been a trend. He's been improving, and now he just kind of crossed that line this month. She is like very sudden. Her image makeover is very sudden, but it's still negative. There are still more people who disapprove of Kamala Harris than approve. There are still more people who view her unfavorable than favorable. So again, I mean, there's some fundamentals that really haven't changed.
So therefore, the fundamentals not changing. How do you see the race developing from an issue set standpoint? For example, right now, Iran has just they've just raised the red flag. There's a specific term here that I want to make sure I get right. It's the war flag, if you will. They've risen it above their capital here. I'm going to find it. Yeah, it's right here. It's the among the Jam Quran Mosque. It is the red flag of revenge on the dome of the Jam Quran Mosque. They say war is coming. Who is better in the polling when it comes to handling foreign war and foreign policy?
Donald Trump, and it's not. I mean, I think, and maybe I'm wrong, we'll see next month, but I think this is about as close as she's going to get. About 40% said they trusted Kamala Harris more. The rest trusted Trump. Another thing that in national security and foreign policy is a great example of this. Another thing that is very interesting is that if you are a Trump voter, or I should just say Trump's voters, when we gave them this list of who do you trust more on each issue, Trump's voters just almost unanimously say they trusted Trump. But Harris's voters don't say that, which is like indicative of weak support. Some of Harris's voters trust Trump more than her, which on some issues, which is, you know, you would think it's like not possible, but that's statistics. That's how it goes. And then others will just say neither, or they're undecided. It tells me her support is actually rather weak. But when it comes to national security, you know, this one's not I don't think people will ever trust Kamala Harris more than they trust Donald Trump. So if we go into a situation or an environment when there's another foreign policy crisis, that cannot help her unless, you know, something happens and she strikes some kind of a peace deal playing the role as president, Charlie. I mean, that's the only way that's going to happen. He has been president. And one of the biggest problems Biden has had is just that. There is a comparison. There's an A-B comparison that people can make. And if it's going to be hard for her to get out from underneath that weight of being part of the Biden administration. People, it kind of reminds me of Gerald Ford. He tried so hard to get out of the shadow of Richard Nixon. He tried so hard to shrug off the negative that was part of the Nixon administration in the end there, and he couldn't do it. You know, he just couldn't. This is a little bit different because the opponent has been president and the opponent has a record. And that record is something that people prefer right now.
Peoplespundit.locals.com. Rich, thanks so much.
Are you ready to lose weight but not sure where to start? I understand. I was right where you are 2 years ago. Let me tell you why I chose the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition Program. First, Dr. Ashley Lucas has her PhD in chronic disease and sports nutrition. Her program is based on years of research and is science-based. Second, the PhD program starts in nutrition. There is so much more. They know that 90% of permanent change comes from the mind, and they work on eliminating the reason you gained this weight in the first place. There's no shortcuts, pills, or injections, just solid, science-based nutrition and behavior change. And finally, probably most importantly, I lost 30 pounds. Look, they're amazing. If you want to lose weight, you got to go to myphdweightloss.com. I was just texting with Dr. Ashley Lucas today. If you're ready to lose weight for the last time, call 864-644-1900. Go online at myphdweightloss.com. Do what I did and what hundreds of my listeners have done and call today, 864-644-1900. I recommend their program. Dr. Ashley Lucas has her PhD in chronic disease and sports nutrition. Her program is based on years of research and is science-based. Second, the PhD program starts in nutrition, but it's so much more. Go to myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com. Call 864-644-1900. I lost over 30 pounds. Dr. Ashley Lucas, great American. Check it out, myphdweightloss.com.
Joining us now is Kurt Schlichter. Very smart man, and he also is from California, so he'll be able to comment on Miss Harris, the California cackling communist. Kurt, welcome to the program. Kurt, your analysis of where this race stands and wisdom you have to share of the best way to win this election against Miss Harris.
Well, look, the best way to win this election, Charlie, is to do what you guys at Turning Point have been doing and working our tails off. It was always going to be a close election. You know, I can't understand these people who get the vapors at the first sign of resistance. You know, who was the guy out there who didn't think that and didn't expect and didn't mentally prepare for the fact that all the people who wanted to vote for Joe Biden but just couldn't vote for a senile guy weren't going to flood back to Kamala Harris when she deposed the alleged president? Yes, it's gotten tighter. She's not ahead. You know, I think Trump is slightly ahead, but he was always going to be slightly ahead at best. We're a 50-50 country. We're very, very divided. And the people freaking out, I just find it so tiresome. You know, they're tone policing Trump. You're not supposed to talk about, he shouldn't talk about this or that. You know, after 8 years, Charlie, I think maybe we ought to give Trump a little credit for knowing what motivates voters when he talks. Is he perfect? No. Is he doing exactly what I do? No. But on the other hand, I'm not the guy who already won the presidency once, clearly, and maybe a second time, and may well do it a third time. Everybody needs to chill and play like we're 10 points behind. And I think we'll win.
I completely agree with how we need to play. And I think, honestly, Kurt, a little bit of humility right now is good for our movement. You know,
yes.
Going up all summer like you're up 12 points and 13 points, that is an unhealthy political position. And the most
exactly.
important piece of data that I want to share is that Joe Biden was only winning 79% of Democrats when he was running. Kamala Harris is winning 91%. Trump wins 92% of Republicans. There are not new voters that have been won over here. It's just the divided country has come home, and you're seeing that now in the full data set. Kurt Schlichter.
You're absolutely right. Look, this was absolutely expected. I mean, who was the dummy who thought, oh, well, you know, everybody's going to hate Pamela? No, they're not. They're going to have a honeymoon. She's, you know, to the extent they knew about her, they didn't like. And then she becomes the, you know, acting president, essentially. And she gets these, you know, this giant media tongue bath 24/7. She's something new. She's interesting, at least to other people who didn't know her. Of course, she's good. There's going to be a sugar high. And I think that's a great analogy, a sugar high. But we've got 3 months with this lady, and she grates on people. Why is it that the Democrats who knew her didn't want her to run? There's a reason she didn't become skilled and wonderful. And of course, somehow overnight by deposing Joe Biden. No, she's the same Kamala. And you know why we can tell she's the same Kamala? As they will not let her speak in anything but the most controlled circumstance.
Yeah, and I want to play some tape here. I completely agree. The more people hear from her, I think that it's going to collapse her campaign, not help her campaign. Too. This is Kamala Harris in a recently resurfaced video saying that young people should not have children due to climate change. So basically, that young people should follow in her lead and not have children, instead put career first and personal ambition. What's your reaction, Kurt?
Well, it's very nice of her to agree with J.D. Vance. Yeah. J.D. simply pointed out, you know, a lot of the liberal left, there's an anti-family. They don't believe in children, which has an effect on our society. It, you know, if you don't have children, you don't have the same interest in a future and a legacy that those of us who do. And Kamala Harris, you know, seems to validate that. Look, the problem with, you know, the reason Trump and JD get attacked is not because they're lying. It's because they're telling the truth.
That's exactly right. What is your thought on JD Vance's attack? I had the opportunity to open the rally yesterday and introduce JD Vance in Glendale, Arizona. He was terrific. He was in phenomenal spirits. Kurt, your reaction to the media's lying and hostility towards a very honorable man, J.D. Vance.
Well, look, I've spent a little time. I'm not like one of his pals, but I've spent some time with him and his wife, who is wonderful. And, along with my wife, who's a pretty good judge of character, me being the exception. What gets me is their normality, despite the fact that these guys have both reached, they have both climbed the ladder of achievement as the liberals set out. The course of honor for liberalism is, you go to Yale and you become an entrepreneur and you make yourself rich and you have a best-selling book. They have done everything that the left believes, or at least the ruling class left, believes is makes you awesome, except for one little thing. He wouldn't give up what he believed. Not his belief in God, not a belief in the American people, And that's unforgivable. And it's like Trump. They hate Trump for the same reason they hate J.D., which is they are class traitors. If they bought into the same ideology of, bizarre genderism, pseudo-communism, weird climate hoax stuff, they would be celebrated and loved and held up as examples.
That's right. This is the evidence of that. So this is Kamala Harris telling people not to have children, that they should follow in her example. Play cut three.
I've heard young leaders talk with me about a term they've coined called climate anxiety. Period. Right? Which is fear of the future and the unknown, of whether it makes sense for you to even think about having children.
I mean, Kurt, she couldn't win a Democrat primary. She is the unelected, unvoted for, now Democrat nominee, Kurt.
Look, the Trump campaign, which is the most skillful of the three campaigns that he's run, is doing what military folks call a spoiling attack. They're going in to define her now, even if she has all this hype and the white dudes for Harris and, you know, the New York Magazine covers and all that sort of stuff. They're coming in and immediately defining her, and that includes the, hey, you pretended to be Indian, now you pretend to be Black. That's inauthentic. That's not genuine. That's cynical. And I think it's going to start resonating with people, even though we're allegedly not allowed to talk about her DEI stuff, not allowed to talk about her personal weirdness, not allowed to talk about, well, things like being the border czar. We're always being told what we can't talk about. And I love that Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, and a lot of us conservative influencers out there will talk about whatever we damn well please.
Plug your book, please, Kurt, and ways that our audience can support you.
Get out there and get the attack. The attack is about a terrorist attack in the United States under an administration much like this one. And I'm very worried about it. I'm very worried that it'll happen. The attack is a read that not only will scare the hell out of you, but will give you some ideas about things you can do personally to protect yourself, your family, your community, and your Constitution. So go get the attack. It's been a bestseller, and people love it. Follow me on Twitter at Kurt Schlichter. And, of course, read me every Monday, Wednesday, Thursday at Town Hall.
Kurt, thanks so much. Excellent work as always. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.